Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is John Loniker. This week I'm going to be looking at a man's life. We're going to take some examples of what we find in the scriptures here of a man named Cornelius. I'm always inspired when I read this account, and there's a lot of things that it mentions here about Cornelius, some of his qualities that he had as a man. And so as we look at his qualities that the Bible mentions this week, let's just examine our own lives. Where do I stand in these qualities that we are going to look at? So we'll begin here. It says in Acts 10, verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. And so he was a centurion. He was a soldier, probably for the Roman government, and he had men that were under him. The word band means around 600 men. And so there's a good possibility that Cornelius had around 600 soldiers underneath him that he was in charge of. And their band, or their group of soldiers, had a name. It was called the Italian band. And so, you know, it's like today, you know, sports teams and all kinds of groups have names. Well, this group of soldiers also had names, and so if you would have mentioned the Italian band, people probably knew who the soldiers were in that band or in that group, and so that was their name. But anyway, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, just a little introduction here. And the first thing it says in verse 2, that Cornelius was a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So the first quality that I want to look at today is, it says that he was a devout man. Devout, what does that mean? That means he was devoted in the things that he did. You know, he was cautious, he was careful as to realization of the presence and claims of God. Devout means sacred, awe, describes reverence, exhibited especially in actions. And it's also the piety which characterizes the inner being, the soul, in its attitude towards God, directs us rather to the energy which, directed by holy awe of God, finds expression in devoted activity. He was devoted in many activities that were directed towards God. And so he was a devout man. But also what I want to throw in here, you know, there's many people who are devout in their activities, but they are directed towards man or other things. And so we have several examples in the scripture here of where men were devout in good things towards God, but there's also a couple bad examples of men being devout. They were devoted to their religion instead of, and man instead of, towards God. And so, you know, we turn over to Acts chapter 10, verse 7, and this is a soldier that was under Cornelius. And it says, and when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. So here was a man who was devoted to Cornelius. He was devout to him. He was faithful. He reverenced him. He respected him. Anything Cornelius asked of him, he did. He was devout. Cornelius could trust him. He could give him a charge, and he knew it would be accomplished. He was loyal to him, and this man reverenced. And so that it's an example of being devout. And another example of a man being devout is in Luke chapter 2, verse 25. We have Ananias, the one who saw Jesus as a baby. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." And so he was devout towards God, and we know God answered his prayer because he was devout to him. And it says, "And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his hands and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy words. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And so here, Ananias was a devout man. He was devoted towards God. You know, he was faithful. He was careful to in his reverence and awe towards God. And then there's another example of a man, the Apostle Paul says that Ananias, the one that restored his eyesight, he was a devout man. And so, you know, we see how God used these men who were had a heart, attitude, and reverence towards him and were devout. But there's some bad examples in the scripture of men who were devout too. In Acts 13:50, we have an example of a man, or it says, this is where Paul and them were preaching here in the city, but some people, Paul and Barnabas were preaching, but it says in verse 50, "But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast." So, you know, these men and women were also devout, but it wasn't towards God. It was toward their own ideas, their own religion, and they raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas. They were devout in what they believed, but it wasn't right. And so, you know, and it's still the same way today. You know, there's many people who are devout in what they believe and in their religion, but they are totally wrong perspective of being devoted or devout. It's a total wrong perspective. In Acts 17, verse 17, is another example of people who were devout in what they believe. It says in verse 16, "Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry." You know, here's a city totally given over to idolatry. "Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons in the market daily with them that met with him." And so they were devout in worshiping to their idols and worshiping to their false god. But Paul disputed with them daily. And so it's very important to be devout in the right thing. Cornelius, our example that I'm looking at today, he was devout towards the true and living God. And so this morning, as you listen to this devotion, what are you devoted to? What are you devout in? You know, some people are devout in their work. You know, their work drives them. They're driven. You know, a lot of people are driven by something. They're devout in it. You know, just for example, you know, I grew up around horses, you know, and I was devout in them. I knew everything about them. But when the Lord saved me, he showed me that it was idolatry. I was devout in it. And, you know, I turned my heart to become devout to the Lord. And so what about you? What are you devout in? What drives you this today? Are you like Cornelius? We're going to see more of his qualities that he was devout in as we go on through this week. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.